Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 220? 220. Scary movie. All right. Hello, Cindy. Scary movie. Become a cult classic now, I think they say. I think it was pretty fucking popular. I don't know what's cult about it.
Yeah.
Directed by Keenan Ivory Wayans, written by Sean Wayans, Marlon Wayans. And then these other guys.
Yeah, there's like seven of them. Like, holy shit.
Well, I think Buddy Johnson and Phil Bowman are their friends that helped them write on the Wayans Brothers show.
Mm.
But then I just read a story about these other two writers, Jason Friedberg, Aaron Seltzer. I guess there was a Scream parody going on at Miramax that they were going to make because they make Scream.
Yeah.
And, it didn't happen, but, like, I don't know. There's something where they forced this movie to put them as writers because they had written one, but it had nothing to do with this script. But so it's just a strange little inter thing, I guess. I don't know, but that's what happened there. So we got John Abrams, Cameron Electra, Shannon Elizabeth, Anna Faris, Kurt Fuller, Regina Hall. Sherry O'Terry's in there. That's pretty fun. And this was released on July 7, 2000. Budget of $19 million. Box office of $278 million.
Damn.
So this motherfucker made some coin, baby.
Rated R movie. That's rated R comedy. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and I remember the tagline was like, no... what was it? It was like, no filter, no something, no sequel. And then next year they came out with another one.
It was like seven more sequels.
And then on the poster it said for the second one, it said, we lied. So that was pretty good. Yeah, this is I wanted to go back and check it out. We both remember liking this a lot. Everyone did if you were around that age. I don't know, sixth grade to all the way through high school, I think, really enjoyed this movie.
Oh, yeah.
At the time, I don't know about the adults. I wasn't an adult then. But the Wayans brothers just got the rights back to Scary Movie. They only did the first two, the only two good ones, in my opinion. So they got the rights back and they're going to go back to the franchise. So I thought it was a great time to, rewatch it, at least the first two, and get back in the swing. I am looking forward to the new one. I think there's a lot of stuff out there to parody right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll see.
100%.
And this parody of multiple genres, including the horror, slasher, and mystery film genres. But this is, more than I remember, this is a hardcore, like, almost shot-for-shot parody of Scream.
Yes, yes.
With a little bit of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah, I Know What You Did Last Summer is in there a lot more than I remember there being.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So your mileage may vary. If you've never seen those two movies, this isn't much of a parody of anything. You're just like, what's going on?
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck? There's no story. It's incoherent. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because a lot of the comedy just comes from the super specific parodying of those movies.
Yeah.
And if you don't know those movies, I don't think a lot of this hits. Like, so specific. You remember... I think Cindy, is that Anna Faris' name in this?
Yeah, Cindy.
Yeah, instead of, yeah.
Sydney.
Yeah, this is her first movie, too, so that's pretty cool. It's the first thing. When she's talking to her boyfriend, and it's just mirroring the Scream when he got out of jail, and it's like,
mm-hmm.
She's like, sorry, I'm going through a lot. Sorry, my... complicated life is such an inconvenience to you, and then she runs down the hallway. That's like that's like exact dialogue from Scream. And Neve Campbell runs kind of weird down the hall in that scene, so she just makes fun of it and all. So yeah, it's very specific stuff. There's other little references, but we just go, how do you talk about this one? So I think it's fun and wacky. You know, being older now, I don't know, it just didn't quite hit the same.
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, you're rolling to
Oh
this
yeah.
movie, right? You find it so funny. I find it amusing and funny, and I like the cleverness and how spot on a lot of the parodying is, but.
I find it interesting. A lot of the, not a lot, there are some moments of dialogue that I found to be very funny, but like the physical gag stuff, I was just like the Matrix stuff, and I
Oh,
don't know.
yeah.
There's a lot of like the peeing, the racing at the bathroom stall, everyone's peeing and the racehorse and like stuff like that. I'm like, whatever. But there's some dialogue, especially with the dad. Every time Cindy's dad shows up, it's so
yeah.
fucking good. It is so good.
He's pretty good. He tells the hiding the cocaine. What do you cut it with?
Baking
Baking powder.
powder.
Yeah, not baking soda, right? Because he's gonna have addicts coming back with muffins growing out of their nose, right? Oh, you love that joke, don't you, Cindy? You
Think
always,
about
since you were two, you love that joke.
that before. So good.
Yeah, I love him. He's good. And then at the end, when like, okay, Cindy, remember, you don't know me. I was just here. I'm fixing the sink. the cop comes up and all, we're gonna need to talk to you about the killer. But I'm cool, right?
I'm
We're
good, right?
good.
Yeah. So
That's
good.
good. And
Oh, and Ray got me a lot in this movie. Ray, a lot of Ray shit. It was so fucking funny.
Come on, Brennan.
The fucking, yeah, when he makes his girlfriend dress up as the fucking shoulder. Oh my God, dude. So
Oh,
good.
you nasty. Put those pads on, girl. You put the pop that helmet on. You sure? Yeah.
So good.
It's just this weird gay humor, because everyone was kind of, I don't know, closeted at the time, and it was just, I don't know, this humor was prevalent in that exact like period of time, to play a gay guy that's pretending not to be gay for comedy. But yeah, it's pretty funny. It's like, does this shirt make me look gay? And he tucks it in. What about
What
now?
about now? No, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now, what was the scene? Oh yeah, I love the scene where they kill the guy, like on the highway. That's funny in itself, because the guy's like, "I'm fine, guys. Like, we gotta bury this guy. We gotta throw him in the river. Unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
Not necessary. All right, I'm gonna go now." They're all playing
That's unnecessary. Oh my God.
into that, and like. We can't. Then Cindy's like, "We gotta call the cops." And the white dudes, "We can't call the cops, Cindy. You know what they do to guys like us in prison?" And he goes through it, and I love it's Ray.
Ray, yeah.
Yeah, and Ray's like, "Yeah, we should call the cops, Cindy." I'm with Cindy on this.
Yeah, his whole shtick was pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. And I like the who was the other guy? Shorty? No, that's the stoner. Ray, Greg?
Oh, yeah, the blonde guy, the tough
Yeah, is
guy.
that Greg? Greg, he was pretty funny. I liked how he said, "Say it, Cindy." Like, chokes her, beats her up. "Hey, you're hurting her, man. Shut up." But yeah, I love it. "Now we got to make a pact, all right? A pact. We bring this to our graves. Say it, Cindy." "Say what?" "That you'll promise not to talk about the murder." "Well, you just
You
talked
just
about it,
said it, Greg.
Greg." "Starting now."
That was pretty good.
Loved. Yeah, that guy's pretty funny. There's another great scene where the killer starts showing up, and to all of them, and. He goes into the locker room, and there's a picture of a little dick on his locker, and it's obviously a different guy. It's like a fat, hairy guy, a little dick. He's like, "Hey, who put this? This isn't funny, man. Having a little dick's like a disability. Would you make fun of a guy in a wheelchair, you fucking sicko?" Just fucking love it, dude.
My God.
And then he shows it to the friend group. I was like, "Oh my God, it's not funny, man! Hey!" They start going off on him. Oh, it's real good.
Hey, Bob, it's okay. Bobby has the same thing. Oh, he's got a baby dick too. No, we don't
No,
know.
he got a
Oh, shit.
He got a letter. Oh, I love how she gets hers. Cindy,
Oh,
I think
yeah.
it was. Yeah, on her desk, and it's like, I know what you did last Halloween. And then she has a little dream sequence of what was it? Her and Bobby making
Bobby,
out
yeah.
outside on a blanket and shit. And then she comes back, doo-doo-doo-doo, and there's another note underneath it. No, bitch, I'm talking about you killing
No, bitch.
the guy. Like, that was pretty good.
Oh,
Or yeah,
shit.
it's just like, not that bitch, I'm talking about you
Yeah.
killing the guy. That one was great. We got another parody character. The David Arquette parody character is pretty good. Officer Doofy. Everyone
Oh,
loved
yeah.
Officer Doofy back. Officer Doofy! Pray for duty! And so, yeah, we had the mentally challenged comedy and the gay comedy. I'm like, this movie ain't flying today. I don't
No.
know. The Wayans are probably going to do it worse because of what's going on nowadays. They love to push the envelope. So
Yeah.
we might get something even edgier this time around. But yeah, I was just thinking, man, this is they don't do them like this no mo.
No. No. It's one of those weird things where it's like you don't know if you should laugh because some of the stuff is funny. Like there is funny moments, but you're just like, man, this is not age well. Like when she's talking about oh, and Gale Thunderstorm is pretty good. So you have some pretty good bits. But
Yeah.
she's like, how about you go see that van up there? You want to go and get to know one another? And he's like, that van? She's like, yeah, like, let's go, come on. He like rushes her off and bumps
What he like? She like
into
sucks his finger. Come on, Gail, let's go. Like pushes her door.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, Sherry O'Terry was a standout part. I forgot really about her funniness in this. She's awesome
Yeah.
as the Courtney Cox character. And I love Gail Weathers, and she's got the chubby cameraman. I love that. Hey, who copped a feel? She falls down. I'm sorry, it was me, Gail. I'm sorry. It was so tempting. I just touched the top of the breast. It was so soft and supple.
That's so good. That whole interaction, that whole, because I think it starts with her like, all right, are we almost ready to record? And he's like, well, hold on a minute. There's all these numbers. I don't really know. She's like, you know how to fucking count? She's like, I'm gonna have to count. Here's this little piggy went to the store, and then the whole thing. Yeah, he's stepping on my fucking foot. I'm sorry, Gail.
Yeah, and there's also a scene in there where they start running
Oh, yeah. The
into
Blair
like the
Witch.
bushes to do the Blair Witch parody. I remember liking that parody back in the day. It's just a simple one of her talking to the camera and making fun of the snot coming out of the girl's nose in the
Yeah.
movie. And it's just got they got the whoop, 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 and the stream. Like the CG's really
It's
bad.
pretty bad, yeah.
Like it's just looks, I don't know, like an iMovie kind of back in the day. Just it's very obviously just stuff thrown on top of the cell of the film.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, Sherry O'Terry's real good. Oh yeah, Officer Doofy is pretty good. You get some classic stuff where his sister is the Shannon Elizabeth character. And so, Mom told you when I wear this badge, I'm Special Officer Doofy to you. And then she also told you not to stick your dick in the vacuum, Doofy. And then later at the house, like the killer calls and he comes running out of his room with a little silver vacuum. Told you not to interrupt me cleaning my room. That's pretty good. Da-da-da. And so what else we got in there? We got oh yeah, Carmen Electra in the beginning is kind of cool with the Drew Barrymore kind of spoof. It was like, my boyfriend's gonna be here. He's
Big and
big and
black
he's
and
black. Oh, you mean the one that wears makeup?
dresses
That's
like a
hey. How'd you know that?
fuck.
It's Prince out there. Ah! That
Oh
was
my God.
great. I mean, no, he's not my boyfriend. I fucked him a few times, but and then yeah, yeah, I love the
Oh my
love
God.
the yeah, she gets stabbed in the chest and it's got
The
fucking implant comes
implant.
out. Ugh, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ghost face is really great in this. Just his little, ugh, just a little, doesn't even have to say much. Just the little
Yeah.
grunts and the sounds, and it's really good. So, anything else stand out
I'm
from
trying to
what you
think. I know
remember about
another part
this?
that made me laugh was the theater scene with the friend,
Yeah.
Cindy's friend.
Oh,
The whole
yeah.
thing was good. Shush! And she has the camera. I
Yeah.
got you. I got you. You on
Yeah.
candid camera. You didn't know that.
I
Like
paid
that whole bit was
for
pretty good.
these tickets just like all y'all did. Okay? Oh, yeah. And he's like, "You want some popcorn?" "No, I brought my own." He's like, chicken and
Yeah. A
hot
big
sauce.
to-go container with yeah, chicken.
Then the killer comes back and sits next to her. And she starts saying, "Why are you wearing that mask and all this shit?" And then, did the killer stab her first, or did just the audience start stabbing her? I
No,
don't
he
remember.
goes to swing her, and then the guy next to Ghostface
Oh yeah.
grabs the knife mid-swing, and he starts to do it, and then everyone starts jumping in.
This is for Schindler's List. This is for Big Mama's house. All that
My
shit.
God, so good.
So, yeah, what else we got here? Yeah, that's funny shit.
Mr. Man, the fucking
Oh
PE teacher with the
God.
fucking nutsack. What the fuck? I completely forgot about that. I was like, Jesus.
Hey girls, there's a killer going around. Remember, you can always come to my office. And then Cindy goes in there. "Oh, hey, Cindy, what's going on? Not feeling so fresh?" She's like,
No, nothing like that. Oh my God.
we have a secret. Everyone's got secrets, Cindy. Some of them are a lot bigger and sweatier than others." He crosses his legs. He's got the balls hanging out. She's like, "Oh." "Remember, you can come into my office anytime."
fucking gnarly.
Was pretty good. Shannon Elizabeth's death is, I thought, one of the best parts. She's always kind of like the character in those movies, like, talking shit before they die or something. "Oh, you're supposed to scare me!"
Yeah.
They'll be standing there and they get killed. And so she's like, "Oh, what is this, a part where I'm supposed to run now, Mr. Murderer? Oh!" And it starts to run. "Oh, but wait, I guess I should probably break my leg, huh?" "Ah, is that better, Mr. Murderer?" And he's like, "Ugh."
The
Oh, yeah, and he stabs her. "Oh, am I supposed to bleed now? Oh, ow! Is that good enough for you?" And then, yeah, finally, like, cuts her head off. "Oh, look at me! I'm just a head." Like, that was pretty good. What else we got?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember going through the bits.
Bump, 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 bump.
There's a lot of stuff with Smokey, but I don't know if I remember laughing it, but I mean it's kind of humorous, like the what's up thing from
Like,
the
Smokey, like, doesn't even belong in this movie.
yeah.
Like, they couldn't even give him a character. It's like, j they, so the way he's in there is, it's, who is it? It's somebody's brother, right? Is the
I think
Regina
so.
Hall's
Yeah,
brother?
Regina Hall, yeah.
And he happens to drive by when they're getting rid of the body. Unnecessary! Don't
Yeah,
go with
yeah,
guys. And he drives by. Ah! "You know you're not supposed to be driving. You ain't got your papers." "I got papers, blunts, bongs." Ah! It's just the most ridiculous. And yeah, of course, we're stoners back then. So
yeah.
I really gravitated to this character and loved this character. But yeah, it doesn't add much. And then, like, he doesn't even know they killed somebody, really. But somehow he's getting talked to by the murderer. The murderer, Ghostface, calls him up at home. "What you doing?" "Nothing.
Just
Chilling."
chilling.
Here's someone in the background. Who's that? "Hey, pick up the phone, man. Pick up the phone." "What?"
Yeah.
I love that. I loved that as a kid. "What?" And then it goes to the fucking ghost face, and it's got a different mask with the tongue still. And it's like they sold that mask that Halloween. And oh my God, so many people bought that mask. They had the normal one, the weather up, tongue out one. I think there was another one where it's like super stoned.
Yeah,
The
towards
eyes are
the end.
squinty. I think
Yeah.
there's like three different masks they had. But how does he get over there? How does that scene happen where they're like smoking out of the fish tank? How does he
They throw
get?
the party at the end at Cindy's house, and I mean, it's all like it. This movie just there's just scenes that happen. There's no you're just at somewhere. You're at some spot, and they're just throwing a joke at you. But there is a party at Cindy's where everyone's like. There's the scene where the fat gal goes to the garage, and
Oh yeah.
there's
That
the
was
party.
great.
That was all right. And then and then
It's a
I think
direct
Smokey's in the basement smoking, and that's where Ghostface shows up.
a direct parody to Somebody Died Like That in Scream 1 or 2
Yeah,
or
it was Rose
3.
McGowan, yeah, in the first one.
Okay. Yeah, in the garage door. And it's funny 'cause she's overweight, but she's not a part of the cast. She's like, "I'm just a day player." She's, and then the dog door's like
Yeah,
this
so fucking
big.
small, yeah.
And the door's like vroom, smoking and stuff. Another funny thing about the end of that party is like, I don't remember why they had to have a party at Cindy's house or something. Have a get together at my place and talk about it or something was what it was. But keep it on the down low. And then who was it, Ray? Or no, Smokey or somebody. Hey, y'all. Oh, yeah, it was Smokey. Party at Cindy's house tonight. Everyone's invited. There's going to be a bunch of drunk white girls. And then, yeah, the party's full. So, anyways, yeah, Ghostface is hanging out with, like, Smokey and his crew. And, I can't remember what they, what got him to do it? I don't know. They're smoking, and then they had to make a bong or something. They, I
Yeah.
don't know. They make it out of the fish tank, and as a kid, I just loved that. It's like, whoa, what? Awesome!
Fish
And they're
tank.
all, oh yeah, and they're all hitting that, and then they're all, he's all, they're all freestyling. Shorty does a little stupid freestyle, and then Ghostface does one: slash you, gas you, cut a hole in your asshole. And he's all doing this shit, and then pans out, everyone's like dead but Smokey because they all got hit by the random shit and there's blood. It's like, yo, that shit was ill, son.
Oh, God damn it.
Then he stabs Smokey. I always loved that one as a kid too. He got me.
Oh, yeah,
Y'all
when he
want
shoots him? Yeah.
to
Yeah.
hit this? I'm smoking myself, and that was good. And then at the end, we reveal that it's, of course, Ray and Bobby. And I like Bobby's excuse is like Cindy would never put out, so repressed sexual energy is a crazy thing, Cindy. It's like I could plea insane. And come to find out I'm gay.
Yeah,
Me
you
and Ray are
learn more about yourself.
gay.
I'm gay.
Me and Ray are together, and Ray's like, "I ain't gay." Like, what the hell, man? What are you talking about? Like, hey, you sucked me. I ain't gay.
Yeah. You took me to that club. They play good music. What about our trip to San Francisco? I wanted to go shopping.
That
Oh,
was
God.
good. And then, of course, they go through the. I'm feeling a little woozy. And I love, and they overplay it. I think it's Ray that does that part. Woozy! Lots of spit coming out of his mouth and all sorts of shit.
You guys have seen one too many TV shows though. TV shows don't make psychos. Canceling TV shows does. The
Yeah, I
Big
loved
Brother
that.
show was
that.
Oh my
He was stabbing
God.
him. Didn't even get a final episode.
Oh man.
Show. Yeah, so then we end and oh, and they kind of quickly reveal that, what's great is like they quickly reveal that they aren't the killers. What's going to be easy for them to get away with is because they're copycatting an already existing serial killer. And so that's kind of different. And then by the end, we see, oh yeah, I think she's getting interviewed at the end by the police. Well, if they weren't the killers, who else would have access to all this information? But I love that cop. He's from Ghostbusters
Yeah, his scene's pretty
2.
good too, yeah.
The guy from Ghostbusters 2 is like the lawyer of the whatever mayor. That guy's always really good. So, what do you think of it? I just want to show you a couple of pictures. What do you think about this? Just like him in a bikini. No? Really? Even on that one? Okay. What about this one?
Take a look at this
Okay,
one
that's all I
more
know.
time,
Yeah, just.
yeah,
Yeah,
like
there's like, yeah, just one more time. No, still no. Still no. Okay. Well,
can't blame you
thanks
for
for
trying.
help. Yeah. Guy was good, man.
Or his first scene where he's interviewing Cindy in the principal's office, and he's like, "What was I forget Carmen Electra, but what was Carmen like?" I was like, "Oh, I didn't really know her." "Yeah, you did." "No, I didn't really. How was she in bed?" She's like, I gotcha. It's the old police joke."
Yeah, see? Trying to see if I could get you. Nah, you didn't fall for it. Good for you. Good for you. Like, good for you. Good for you. The fucking principal. God, that's Cindy Kimball.
My God.
Remember her mom? Oh, I remember. Yeah, the old.
Wasn't she
the old. Yeah, that was pretty
Oh
good.
my God.
Yeah, so at the end, they're talking in the police interrogation room after it's all over. And but yeah, who had access to this information? And Cindy's like, "Oh my God!" Kind of flashing back to Doofy outside the house with the mask, and then Doofy whatever. And then we cut to Doofy walking out of the police station. You see his feet. He's got like a hobble. Then all of a sudden they straighten out. Pulls off a mustache. Rips off a shirt. It's kind of like, what's that? Like the Usual Suspects. Is
Yeah,
that
with
what
Kevin
that's doing? Yeah.
Spacey.
Yeah. And it turns out he's a cool guy. Yeah. Hops in the car with Gale Weathers. Right. Takes off. So yeah, that was it. And then we get the little bonus part of Smokey afterwards. That's pretty funny. Hey, y'all. Listen. If you find this, I probably didn't make it. There are rules to this. Number one, don't fall down.
Be
I don't remember
quick,
the other rules. Be quick.
yeah. Don't lower
And
your head
whatever you
between. Don't look back.
do, don't look back. All right, let's go. Smash and grab, motherfucker. And they're all stealing beer and shit. Anyways, that was pretty good. I do like how the beginning started very much like a legitimate Scream movie. It's got the cut through the, and then it actually looked pretty good. Anyways, yeah, I don't know how funny this is if I didn't live through this time, or if I don't have an intimate knowledge of these movies, or if I don't have a history with this movie. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see, to know if anyone likes this movie that just found this movie, recently. Because I don't know, from my curiosity. But yeah, I wasn't laughing out loud. But I do have a history of this movie, and I like it. Like to go back and watch the second one, see if that one's any funnier.
That one's pretty good because
Age.
David Cross is in it.
Yeah,
And
and that other guy,
yeah, the guy
the
with the
hand,
fucking
he's
hand,
great. Yeah, I think I remember that one. That one's more like 13 Ghosts and
the
the
haunting and
yeah, the crew put in a mansion by a rich, that those movies were prevalent at the time too. So yeah, a nostalgia score would probably be higher. I'm trying to be subjective and real here on what this is. So I think it's a I don't know. I still think I gotta give it like a 7.3. I still think it's actually a really good like parody, even if it's not overtly funny. It's just funny to go through it in a comedic way, kind of so closely. So yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, as a kid enjoying this, this was like an 8 or a 9. It was up there. It's definitely not that now, I see, but I still enjoy it, and I am glad they're getting the franchise back that was theirs and stolen. So I look forward to seeing the new one, but it's 7.3, I think, for this one.
Nice. Yeah, it's coming at 6.7, so we're pretty close. Yeah, it's pretty entertaining. It's yeah, you really have to know, your horror knowledge for this to be kind of to stick the landing a little bit. But yeah, it's a pretty entertaining movie. I didn't yeah, same. I didn't really laugh out loud, but a lot of chuckling. Again, most of it's just dialogue stuff, the dad, just kind of the quirky dialogue. The kind of over the top, stuff didn't quite work for me. But yeah, there's some like black horror comedy that I enjoyed. They don't do it a whole lot, but some of it's pretty funny. Like in the
Oh
beginning,
yeah, I
the
forgot
dude,
that the dick through the
the dick through
head
the head,
in
like screams. Yeah.
the
But there's that funny bit of like the going through the newscasters, and they get to this van, and this black guy. This is black entertainment. White people are dying. We're getting the fuck out of here. And the Gabriel, get in there. And
yeah.
the van drives off. And then the other kind of black humor, playing with the tropes of black people in horror movies was, I think when Cindy's attacked, she goes to her computer and it's like online police, and she's like, white woman in trouble. And then it like smash cuts to like seven police cars
Yeah.
rolling up. Like a little something like that's pretty funny. They do the same thing in the second one. I remember at one point in that haunted house, they're like, let's all split up. And then all the white people leave. It's like the three black characters, and they're like, ain't that a
Yeah, they're like, what
bitch?
the?
That stuff's pretty fun. But yeah, a very fun performance from Anna Faris. I think that her humor
Yeah,
is
for her
very
first
subtle.
performance, like,
Yeah,
damn.
it's very
She played a
subtle, but
really
very
good,
funny.
innocent, like, Neve Campbell type. She nailed it just with the way she Bobby. And yeah, it was really good.
It's good shit. I thought she was hilarious.
I really hope she comes back. I hope they get her for the
Yeah,
new one.
that'd
You
be awesome.
can't do Scream without your Neve Campbells. You
Yeah.
gotta have Cindy back for Scary Movie.
That'd be awesome. But
Yeah.
yeah, so yeah, 6.8 for me. It's humorous, not like over the top funny. It's not as good as I remember it being. A lot of the humor is kind of I don't know if I'd say immature. I'm not trying to like insult people's intelligence, but some of it is kind of immature, where it's like, yeah, we were at that age where like some of that was probably a little funnier. But when you're getting in your 40s, you're like, yeah, okay, watching the woman getting blasted up in the ceiling with a bunch of cum isn't as funny as it was when I was 16.
It was still pretty funny.
But
I just love the body that you had to do when he like shrivels up.
oh yeah, the
Like that part's
fucking I
good.
thought that part didn't give me a laugh, but her performance in that scene when they're having sex made me laugh. She's like, come on, fucking Bobby, say my name. And he's like, what? Just like slapping him. That was pretty good.
Whose is it,
Yeah.
Bobby?
Oh yeah, I forgot about the James Vanderbeek. That was pretty.
Oh yeah.
Forgot about that. Oh, what's happening here? Oh, wrong set. Sorry.
That was Peak Vanderbeek. And yeah, I watched it with Jessie. She's never seen these. And so I've been talking him up and telling her about how they got the franchise back, and I told her you need to at least watch the first two. And she watched it and she didn't laugh out loud.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm looking over, I'm like, oh shit, she hates it. This is not going well. I talked it up and it's not going well. And then I was like, so what do you think? She's like, well, I liked it. It was pretty good. I was like, okay, well, at least you didn't hate it.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Sarah laughed
Six
out
points.
loud. Sarah laughed out loud a few times. There's the moment where the
Yeah.
teacher's on the roof that got us to both to laugh. He's like, and it's like a
Oh
one shot. He's just like really small. I
yeah.
hate my fucking job. These fucking kids. Like
What
that was pretty funny.
are you waiting for? Shut up, bitch.
What am I waiting for?
jumps
It's so
up.
good.
Yeah, 6.7 and 7.3. Go check it out. Where the heck was it? Where did I find it at? It was on
I watched on
Paramount?
Paramount, yeah.
Yeah, Paramount Plus has it. And I think they got two as well. I kind of stopped after that. I would like to go through the kind of crappier ones and just give them a watch, because I don't remember three, four, five. I didn't even know they made a five. I saw a five. I'm like, five?
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah, I
So.
stopped at three. I remember seeing three in theaters. I remember three was not, I mean, it's PG-13. It's the first one in the franchise
Oh,
to be
yeah.
PG-13. So it wasn't as raunchy and kind of silly.
I don't even know if the second one is R
The
again.
second one's R for sure.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't remember much about these movies being R, but I don't even know what made this movie an R. I guess there's a little bit of language that, of course, there's a dick.
Yeah,
But
pictures of dick.
other
There's not the glory hole. There was something. Oh, the nut sack from Mr. Man or Miss Man or whatever.
Yeah, it's a light R, you know what I mean? It's like to get an R rating just to do those jokes, take some balls. Pardon the pun. You know what I mean? Like you're alienating the audience a lot by not opening. These people don't like to do rated R comedies, man, because comedy is already a small niche, and now you're making it smaller by putting an R on it and not getting kids to come. They're still going to come, but so yeah, they stuck by their guns and like, no, we want these four little jokes that make it R, these little words. Yeah, so
Well, it's
good for
true.
them.
Like, I mean, that's why it's a lot of people made it such a big deal about that R-rated Jennifer Lawrence movie that came out, I think, last year. I haven't seen it yet, but people are like, man, we miss these like R-rated raunchy
That's the
like
one where she's like
rom-coms.
paid to date the guy, the kid. Okay, it looked pretty funny. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, people are like, it's not the greatest movie in the world, but we miss like R-rated raunchy rom-com movies that we don't really get. We used to get a shit ton of those R-rated, American Pie, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We don't really get those. And it's not a spoof, obviously, but just R-rated comedies in general, we don't get that much very often, especially after the Apatow kind of went away, all that stuff kind of went away. You're not seeing Rogan or fucking Jonah Hill doing shit anymore, so it's kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, all right. Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it. As always, like, subscribe here on YouTube, and you can check us out on Apple Music and Spotify if that's how you want to do your podcast. We'd be there too. We appreciate you. Love having you. Thanks for coming by. See you next time. Till the next Vs, say peace.
Peace.